Listen for Insight, a podcast from Miami University's Lockheed Martin Leadership Institute dedicated to spreading ideas of creativity, innovation, and leadership.
Welcome to Listen for Insight. I'm your host, Logan Rocker. We have for you Michael Bailey Van Curen, a professor of engineering and interactive media at Miami University, and his insights on the importance diversity has on creativity and innovation. I send you now to our interviewer, Loy McGuire.
How do you adapt creativity and innovation from industry and past experience into your designs or research?
Well, I think as a designer, it's important to always take your experience and use it as you go to new projects. And a lot of your creativity can come from linking different events from seemingly unrelated fields to come up with new ideas. And so throughout my history, I've taken things from when I worked or was in school and brought them into new projects and into the classroom when teaching creativity and teaching design.
Do you have any specific examples or stories that you can think of where you've kind of taken something like unrelated and applied it into something later on?
You know, throughout my early career, I was working in robotics, but mostly in manufacturing and robotics and automation as applied in the factory. As I have gone on, I'm taking my knowledge that I've learned from actuators and sensors and applying it to pediatric therapy and coming up with new devices that allow therapists to learn information while the children are doing various exercises. So, you know, that's one way of taking information from an unrelated field and bringing it into a completely new field of application.
Huh. That's really interesting. Wait, how did you get into going from manufacturing and robotics and thinking to apply that? Was there like a specific event that led to that, or was it always an interest?
There was an event that got me into. I was in a children's hospital, and the first problem that I came across was related to the neonatal carts that they use for moving newborns with medical problems around, and they're strapped onto a regular gurney. And every time it would hit a bump, you would see a change in the vitals for the patient that was in it. And looking at the system, I noticed that there wasn't any type of shock absorption. And so after that, when I was outside of that environment, I started to look into it and realize that, you know, what I had seen was true. There was no way of absorbing the shock to help protect the newly born infant. And that was led to one project with Children's Hospital here in Cincinnati. And then from there, the contacts that I made throughout the Children's Network, I kept finding new possible applications from people who had medical needs but didn't know technology. And so by linking my knowledge of technology and sensing and actuating to practical needs within the pediatric community, I was able to keep finding new problems to try to solve.
You know what your next big direction in that's going to be? Or
yeah.
Are you working on something?
the innovative next step for the pediatric projects that we've done. So we have a lot of student projects where they've developed different types of pediatric devices, mostly to be incorporated in play when a therapist and child are working together in therapy. Starting last summer, I had some students draft a version of a website that will use community crowd-based crowdsourcing to link therapists and makers from across the globe, hopefully. And the idea is we will put up the designs from students in an open source format so that people from around the world could download them and build them if, you know, they have the maker ability and the maker equipment to, you know, create the device at no cost. And also, we have part of the web portal for therapists to propose new problems for different engineers or other makers, designers to tackle. And so creating this online community where therapists propose problems, engineers, makers, designers solve them, post their solutions so that they can be disseminated to different clinics around the world.
That's incredible. That'd be really big. So what would you say is the hardest part of teaching creativity to students?
I think teaching creativity at the college level, one of the barriers that we run into is the accumulated time in education where they're taught there's one right solution, and they're working towards one solution in a very linear fashion. Creativity requires you to diverge and look at a lot of possible solutions before you analytically bring that back down and converge at each step of the process. I think the other part of that is hard is so often in education, students are just given the problem. And to really approach problems that they are going to see, you know, throughout their lives, they need to be able to identify problems. And teaching that those skills to identify is one part of the creative process and one that they do not have a lot of experience with.
Would you say that there's certain qualities that would be signs of success that would indicate which students might be more or less creative between their classes?
I think students that are open-minded, that can handle ambiguity, not having a well-defined problem, students who can do those things have a step up, you know, as they approach creativity and approach creative processes.
Have you seen or thought of any difference between the creativity of students today versus people in older generations?
I think that students today are getting exposed more to creativity and creative tools, and it has been a much more recent topic, especially within the education setting. I think you've had creative people, obviously, throughout history and within every age group generation. The difference being is I think we're providing the tools for the most recent college generation to maybe seek creativity where those same people might not have in the past. Mm-hmm. So, I think, you know, as you meet people from different stages, you know, as I meet alumni or, you know, talk to peers, you have incredibly creative people in every age group. And I think that's true with the young adults that you see coming up today. That the big difference is, I think many college students now know that there's an opportunity that they can be creative no matter what their chosen major, whatever their chosen career path. And that message was not presented to us when I went to school or as others in pass through the education system. You know, you have some people that have been creative in spite of the system that they came up in.
Okay. Now, speaking of like the people that maybe are creative in the older generation versus like the students, do you have any students or people in the older generation that you've found to be incredibly creative in different ways that you've taken something from, or that you've learned or based some part of your creativity from them?
I can't think of a particular person that I would think of as being like a mentor in terms of creativity. However, I try to come away with something new every time I see someone designing in a new way or coming up with ideas. So I always try to have a takeaway, no matter who the person is, even with students. And seeing the way they approach things, I might learn something new and different. I was just at an event over the weekend where various faculty were presenting to alumni, and I sat in on one of the other faculty sessions, and this faculty had a new way of approaching reasoning by using standard puzzles. And with that, I was able to see how I could apply that within the creativity and innovation classes that we do. So I think you can always come away with lessons learned from a variety of sources that continue to form your own identity as a designer and a creative.
How big of a factor do you think it is in incorporating multidisciplinary ideas into the design process?
I think having an interdisciplinary perspective or having a multidisciplinary team is integral to having innovative designs come from your process. You know, it is having someone who's sometimes naive to a given field that can have the most vital insight into that problem because it's new to them and they're seeing it from with fresh eyes. They're seeing it with fresh eyes. And therefore, when you have a multidisciplinary team, you never know what you're going to run into. And by having different people that can question each part of what you're doing, I think it leads to better solutions. So to answer the original question, it is an essential element. I do not think you can end up, I mean, you can always get innovative designs, but on average, you can end up with more innovative designs with a multidisciplinary team than a single individual or a single discipline-based team.
I guess, is there a story like behind why you specifically want to tap and focus into creativity and innovation?
I think coming up through my education and career in engineering, I've seen a lot of incredible talent, and you have a lot of people who can solve very complex problems well. However, as I've gotten more into the area of creativity or user-centered design, I've found that you can channel this talent to have more impact by using creativity and innovation-based curriculum or just training, you know, no matter what stage in your life, that it's an enhancement to your basic technical skill, not just a deviation from it. And and with the complexity of problems that are facing the world now, you need to be able to use, I think you need to be able to use these approaches in order to solve those types of problems. If there was one way that I would want to inspire students, I would have them go and try to find impactful problems or problems that they're passionate about. And you hear about following the passion, but at the same time, find where the problems around that is and put in the work to solve it. And, you know, that doesn't sound like creativity and innovation off the top, but it's that idea of use your ability to creatively solve problems on things that can really impact. So it's not a trivial item or, an app that makes your life a little bit easier. Try to find the big things that you can really make a difference in the world. And sometimes those are the really hard things to tackle, either socially, technically, there might be all types of political, legislative barriers, but push yourself to tackle the big problems and not just take on the trivial ones because they're easy. My name is Michael Bailey Van Curen. I'm the C. Michael Armstrong Professor of Engineering and Interactive Media, and I want to thank you for listening to Insight.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Listen for Insight, a part of Miami Ideas. Tune in next time for more insights on creativity, innovation, and leadership. Siesta by Gisar is licensed under a attribution.